So today, tonight, I will have a very interesting, I believe, interesting, important subject. And I want to ask you for one thing. Please read with me. Open your Bibles, open your scriptures. And check me, test me. Will I read from these places? You know, sometimes probably I will do some things. I will read from the different place of scripture. So you would be able to see and say, yeah, no, stop. You're reading from different place of scripture. We'll make some tests in future. So today's Torah portion is Bechalotcha. It means when you set up. This is from the Numbers, from chapter 8 to chapter 12, through chapter 12. And very interesting things there, very interesting truth here. So I want to read from the first verse, chapter 8. And actually I will stop in the first two verses here. And we will speak about this subject. Adonai said to Moshe, tell Aaron, when you set up the lamps, the seven lamps are to cast their light forward in front of the menorah. And next verse, Aaron did so. Three verses about lighting the menorah. About the menorah. And I want, for a complete picture, we should also read the end of the previous chapter, because this will give us the full understanding, because as we know, the Torah doesn't have chapters there. Chapters developed for us to be comfortable to read the places. So previous chapter, chapter 7, from the verse 89. Then Moshe went into the tent of meeting in order to speak with Adonai. He heard the voice speaking to him from above the ark cover on the ark for the testimony, from between the two cherubim, and he spoke to him. So, and the Lord told him in the chapter 8, light the candles, light the menorah, put the light on menorah. So immediately following the seventh chapter, and this chapter, it's about the dedication of the altar to the Lord. And right after the sacrifices were made by the elders of Israel, this is chapter 7, right after this chapter, Moses went into the tabernacle. You need to understand how it was. So first it was the sacrifices, worship to the Lord. And Moses went to the tabernacle to fellowship with the Lord. And immediately, first thing, the Lord speaks to him. He told him, light the menorah. Put the light on menorah. I think it's a great picture, because we know the menorah should be on for 24 hours, 7 days a week, always, forever. So this is the moment, and as for me, I'm blessed by this. The first words that Moses heard from the Lord in the tabernacle, light the menorah. There are several interesting places in the scriptures where the menorah represents the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. I want to read a few of them for us. First, in today's Haftorah portion, from the Zechariah chapter 4, we can find here very interesting place of scripture. He asked me, what do you see? He asked Zechariah. I replied, behold, I see a solid gold menorah with its bowl at the top of it, and its seven lamps on it with seven pipes for the lamps that are on the top of it. Also, two olive trees are by it, one on the right side of the bowl and the other on the left side of it. Then I responded by saying to the angel speaking with me, what are these, my Lord? The angel who spoke with me responded by asking me, you do not know what these are? I replied, "No, my Lord." So this was the vision for Zechariah. He saw the menorah. And he asked the angel, "What is this? Why are you showing me?" And the angel answered him a beautiful, so interesting answer from him. Verse 6, "Then he responded to me by saying, 'This is the word of Adonai to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says Adonai Tzevaot.'" So this menorah represents the presence of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, in the throne of the Lord. And the verse 7, incredible verse. "What are you, you big mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain." And this is final verse. This is another theme, it's another teaching, but I want to take this small part of it. I like the perspective of the Holy Spirit on our lives. In front of the Zerubbabel, it was the great mountain, great mount. But the Lord told him, "It is nothing for me. It is plain for me." And I believe this is how the Holy Spirit wants for us to trust the Lord. The problems in our life, in front of our face, sometimes are so huge. But in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, in faith, they are nothing. They are nothing. I like this. And only way to see it is to be in the Spirit, to trust the Lord. To trust the Lord. Because He is seeing everything above. We stood before the mountain, He is above us. He knows everything. So let's return to our subject. The second place, speaking about menorah as the Holy Spirit, is Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. It's a very famous place of Scripture. And this is the important moment for us. "From the throne came forth lightnings, voices and thunderings. And before the throne were seven flaming torches, which are the sevenfold Spirit of God." Menorah represents the Spirit of God before the face of the Father. So interesting. Spirit of the Lord. It touched me so deeply when I read it and thought about it. It touched me so deeply. This order of events that we see repeated throughout whole Scriptures. So the first thing the Lord commanded to Moshe and to Aaron, the Spirit of the Lord light the menorah. The menorah represents the Holy Spirit from the Lord. And light menorah is the first thing in the Mishkana. Let's say together, first thing, first commandment, light the menorah. And the next, in the chapter 8, if you will read later after lighting the menorah, the next thing, I want to read from verse 13. "Next thing, the Lord spoke about the consecration of the tribe of Levi. The Lord set them apart. The Lord called them to service." First, lighting of menorah. Second, calling of tribe of Levi. From the verse 13. "You are to place the Levim before Aaron and his sons and offer them as a wave offering to Adonai. In this way you will separate the Levim from the people of Israel, and the Levim will belong to me." The commandment from the Lord. Set apart Levim. So, do you see here? Great meaning. First meaning, in our life, we could not come to Yeshua without Father, who works through the Spirit of the Lord. We are here because of the Lord. We couldn't come to Him without Him. The Spirit of the Lord brought us in this place. He revived us. He gave us light. The light of menorah, of the Holy Spirit, shine in our lives. We were blind, but now we see. We were deaf, but now we're alive. Because of the Holy Spirit. All glory to Him, to the Lord, All glory to the Lord. Without the Lord is nothing. And the second meaning, first the lighting of the menorah to represent the spirit of the Lord, and immediately following the call to service. Light of menorah leading them to the service to the Lord. It's the second. First, lights from the Holy Spirit. Second, service to the Lord. It's incredible. Everything from the Lord has an important lesson in it. Everything. He doesn't do unimportant or you know, meaningful thing. He doesn't do things having no deep or useful meaning. The lighting of the menorah, the presence of the Spirit and His light precedes the separation. And this is the main thing I want to share with you today. It's so important for us to know, to remember. Why is this important for us? Because the important decisions in our life, the hidden things we cannot see and understand in our own wisdom, our future steps, we don't know them. All those we can do only in the light of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit, only with Yeshua. And never forget this meaning of the word holy. Holy means to be separated for the Lord, for the special work, for the special purpose. So, this is the great picture God has given to us for our instruction, I believe, in here. In the chapter 8, lightings of the menorah, and next thing, service to the Lord, separation for the Lord. It's very important. When I think about Yeshua, let's think about Yeshua a few minutes here. When he about to call his emissaries, how did he prepare for that important task? Do you remember? This is the chapter 6, Luke chapter 6 from the verse 12. And this is the great place here. It was around the time that Yeshua went out to the hill country to pray, to the mountain. And all night he continued to pray to God. Then day came, he called his Talmidim and chose from among them 12 to be known as emissaries. So, let's say together, to pray. He was not hiking on the mount. He prayed there. He prayed for a whole night. Throughout his entire ministry and in all critical situations, we can find Yeshua on the mountain. Always. He's praying there. Before important decision in his life. Before his crucifixion, he was on the mountain in prayer. Always. Why? Because he was being filled with the Holy Spirit. He was in prayer. He was in fellowship with the Father through the Holy Spirit. It's so important to know. When he returned to his calling, the fullness of God's Spirit was directing him. The full light of the Ruach HaKodesh was on Messiah. The menorah was on Messiah, the light of menorah. It's so important to know. And we find seven characteristics of the Spirit. Let's think about the seven branches of menorah. We can find seven characteristics of the menorah in the book of Isaiah, in the prophetic text about the coming Messiah. This is the Isaiah chapter 11. This verse speaks about Messiah, Mashiach, coming Mashiach. And I want to read from the verse 11, chapter 11, Isaiah. But a branch will emerge from the trunk of Ishai. A shoot will grow from his roots. The spirit of Adonai will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and power, the spirit of knowledge and fearing Adonai. He will be inspired by fearing Adonai. He will not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. So I want to repeat, Spirit of the Lord, spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of power, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of God was on him. He's the Messiah. Fullness of the Holy Spirit was on our Messiah. And it's the great. So on the mount, he was filled with the Spirit. It was his time of prayer, fellowship with the Lord. It's very important to know. This is where he walked, the way he's lived. And so he gave us a wonderful example for all of us. A beautiful picture of how we should live our lives, walking in the light of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I believe we need to have the same fullness of Spirit inside of us. We need to have spiritual gifts inside of us. We need to have Spirit of the Lord. We need him so much. Spirit of the Lord. The next Torah portion also in the Numbers 11, the same Torah portion, but next place I want to read. This is another great example of consecration to the ministry. Let's open the chapter 11, Numbers, from the verse 16. And also, great place of scripture. I enjoy this place very much. Before we know about, this is about rebellion against the Moses. The people of Israel wants to eat meat. You know, always, they wants to eat something. We like to eat, of course. Who likes to eat manna for 40 years? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think first day excited. Second day, excited. Third day, excited. 1 week, excited. 2 weeks, okay. Italian restaurant. Or Egyptian restaurant or something. So you know the story. Stomach has a great power over some of us. So all of us probably. So, and then Moshe crying to the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm alone. It's hard for me. Do something. Help me to lead the people of Israel. So, and Adonai said to Moshe from the verse 16, bring me 70 of the leaders of Israel, people you recognize as leaders of the people and officers of theirs. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there. And I will take some of the spirit which rests on you and put it on them. Then they will carry the burden of the people along with you, so that you won't carry it yourself alone. This scripture relates a very interesting moment in the history of our people. The Lord calling 70 elders to ministry in the Holy Spirit, in the Spirit of the Lord. So the Lord sent his Spirit to 70 elders with one purpose, and the very important purpose, to help carry Moshe the burden of seven or serving the people of Israel. So it's very important to know. And why 70? The number 70 is not accidental here. According to Jewish thinking, it symbolized the number of the nations of the world, 70. In the Genesis chapter 10, we can find from the Noah came 70 descendants of Noah, which were representative of 70 nations of the earth. During the Sukkot, holiday of Sukkot, that was the commandment to bring 70 bulls for offering for each nation of the world. If you remember, Yeshua called 12 people as representative to call to the Jewish nation. And also he called how many, remember? His second circle, 70 people as representatives to serve to the nations of the world. So it's very important to remember. So the Lord is preparing Israel to serve all the people on the earth. And again, we see the same order here. The first, the Holy Spirit fell on them. The first thing, Holy Spirit fell on them. And second step, they begin to serve to the people of Israel in the Holy Spirit. It's very important to remember. Yeshua told us in the John Yohanan chapter 15, and I want to read it, these places of scripture. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who stay united with me, and I with them, are the ones who bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can't do a thing. Only with Yeshua we can do something. Only with Yeshua. The second place, Matthew chapter 18, for wherever two or three are assembled in my name, I am there with them. Let's say together, I am there with them. How? Yeshua is on the heaven. He is not here anymore. By his Spirit. Do you remember? Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. In John chapter 14, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforting counselor like me, the Spirit of truth, to be with you forever. This is the promise of the Lord. The world cannot receive him because it neither sees or knows him. You know him because he is staying with you and will be united with you inside of us. And verse 18, the great verse here. I will not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. How? By his Spirit, through his Spirit, in his Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm glad about it. So it's so good for me. So this picture, first thing in the Holy of Holies, the Lord speaks to Moses. Before everything, light the menorah. You need the Spirit of the Lord. You need the presence of the Spirit. Through all the Torah, we can see the Father who lead the people of Israel. We can see Mashiach who comes to Abraham, who comes to Moses, who fellowshiped with them. And through the old Torah, we can see the Holy Spirit, always presence of his Spirit with the people of Israel. And in our lives, we need the wisdom from the Lord. We need the wisdom from the Lord. We need his wisdom. We are wise, of course, but we could know everything. We need his wisdom. We need his wisdom. And Messiah, he is our mind. We have wisdom in the Holy Spirit. So many times I would decide something, but the Lord, he knows better than me. He knows better than me. He knows better than you. If you rely on him, if you light the menorah in your life, he will show you where to go. He will show you the way to go. He will be with you. And the last place of scripture I want to read, this is the beautiful place. This is Acts chapter 2, the promise for us. The verse 8. The promise from Yeshua to us and to Talmidim and to us. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you. You will be my witness both in Jerusalem and in Judah and Shamron, indeed to the ends of the earth. Amen. So I want to pray for us, and I want to pray for the leading of the Spirit inside of us, for the menorah inside of us. We need his light. We need his menorah. We need his wisdom. Without him, we cannot do anything. And we called to ministry. We called to the Lord by his Spirit. By his Spirit. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your mercy. And thank you for Yeshua. And thank you, Yeshua, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for his presence in our lives. Holy Spirit, thank you for leading us, Lord, for being inside of us, Thank you for your mercy and for future, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua, for the Holy Spirit and wisdom from Him. Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your mercy. Fill us with your joy, Lord. Help us to walk in the light of menorah. We ask, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's stand together and let's end the service with prayer, Aaronic benediction. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Yivarechecha Adonai ve'ishmerecha Yahel Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yissa Adonai panavelecha ve'yasem lecha Shalom. Thank you for your light, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your face upon us, Lord. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.